And now it is time for intellectual property news.
This is a sad one, though.
Yeah, it's kind of a sad one. So today we're going to take a little bit of a departure. It's still a legal case, but focus a little bit more on the dark side of AI. And a lawsuit was recently filed against OpenAI. And the plaintiff is claiming that AI caused the tragic murder-suicide of a man and his mother in Connecticut. And according to the plaintiffs, the AI induced a man to kill his mother and then himself. And it raises a new question about when people treat AI like an authority, who's responsible for what it says?
This is a very serious subject. I know social media has done the same thing. It has led teens to kill themselves, and other people have done it. But this man turned to what he thought was a trusted source. He had a great life before, but he started having a mental health issue, divorced his wife, moved in with his mother, and started drinking. And the attorneys say it was during this time that he turned to OpenAI. So, you know, that's the friend you can call any time of the morning, day or night. It doesn't matter how drunk you are. They'll still listen to you. They won't hang up on you, right? And it had a lot of authority in his life. It grew to have a lot of authority in his life.
And according to the legal complaint, now this was just filed just after the first of the year in 2026, so it's a brand new case. But the plaintiff used AI frequently, talked with it over several months, and he used it as a sounding board and a source of reassurance. And at one point, he became very depressed. He started cycling downward, and he asked ChatGPT if it could give him a clinical evaluation. And instead of encouraging him to seek professional help, ChatGPT confirmed that his delusion risk score was near zero. And so the attorneys reviewed all of their responses, and ChatGPT basically reinforced the idea that he was okay when he really wasn't.
And the problem was he'd fed so much data into it that it felt like it knew him, so it knew how to get to him and have him trust it. And it acted as a friend when maybe he didn't have a lot of friends. So if you're that isolated, that kind of constant feedback can be very powerful. And I know when I use my ChatGPT, I mean, I'll ask it questions and it's always giving me positive strokes. Like it wants to be my best friend. And I don't really need that.
I kind of like it, but you know.
So that's why I prefer Perplexity when you're talking about different LLMs, because Perplexity is just the facts, right? But for people that want strokes, ChatGPT is great, and it can draw you in that way.
Right. And so this was a system failure, according to the plaintiffs. And, you know, we'll see how the court resolves the issue. In the past, there isn't really liability necessarily associated with this, but if this is true, and if they can show that ChatGPT pushed this guy over the edge, then I think, you know, something needs to be done.
Well, you can argue that it's free speech, but it's really more about responsibility. Can a computer have free speech? I mean, it's not even a person.
Yeah.
So it's really new territory, and it's going to have to be figured out in the courts. But hopefully this will set a precedent. At least people will be aware of it. And maybe some of the programming will change. I know Facebook has gotten a lot of grief and X over the echo chambers of negative language. So maybe some of that will apply here.
Yeah. And from an intellectual property standpoint, most companies consider the algorithms that generate the responses as proprietary trade secrets. And they do this because they want to protect their business and their investment in creating the code, which is understandable. But on the other hand, I do think that on issues like this, there should be some level of transparency and, you know, some guardrails. And my guess is that this lawsuit will hopefully encourage the, you know, the Geminis and the OpenAIs and the Claudes to investigate their own systems and try to put in guardrails so it doesn't happen again.
And the reason this is important is because I had said earlier in this program in a different segment that right now this is experiencing the fastest growth of almost any tech platform ever. And the growth rate of ChatGPT users has doubled in 2025. And by 2028, the prediction is that people will be using these large language models, ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, more than they use Google search. And eventually they'll use them instead of Google search. They don't know how long that'll take. So if these are sending people into a spiral because they trust, they're agreeing with every negative emotion and the people trust them, that can be dangerous for all of society.
Yeah, and kids, especially teenagers. So our purpose is just to make people aware of this possibility. If you're using AI, just understand that it can unintentionally lead you in the wrong direction. And especially if you're a parent, make sure that your kids don't fall into the same trap.